evils of sin, I had become callous.
Warriors fight self-importance as a matter of strategy, not principle, he replied. Your mistake is to understand what I say in terms of morality.
I see you as a highly moral man, Don Juan, I insisted.
You've noticed my impeccability, that's all, he said.
Impeccability, as well as getting rid of self-importance, is too vague a concept to be of any value to me, I remarked. Don Juan choked with laughter, and I challenged him to explain impeccability.
Impeccability is nothing else but the proper use of energy, he said. My statements have no inkling of morality. I've saved energy, and that makes me impeccable. To understand this, you have to save enough energy yourself.
We were quiet for a long time. I wanted to think about what he had said. Suddenly, he started talking again.
Warriors take strategic inventories, he said. They list everything they do. Then they decide which of those things can be changed in order to allow themselves a respite in terms of expending their energy.
I argued that their list would have to include everything under the sun. He patiently answered that the strategic inventory he was talking about covered only behavioral patterns that were not essential to our survival and well-being. I jumped at the opportunity to point out that survival and well-being were categories that could be interpreted in endless ways, hence there was no way of agreeing what was or was not essential to survival and well-being. As I kept on talking, I began to lose momentum. Finally, I stopped because I realized the futility of my arguments. Don Juan said then that in the strategic inventories of warriors, self-importance figures as the activity that consumes the greatest amount of energy, hence their effort to eradicate it.
One of the first concerns of warriors is to free that energy in order to face the unknown with it,
Don Juan went on.
The action of rechanneling that energy is impeccability.
He said that the most effective strategy was worked out by the seers of the conquest, the unquestionable masters of stalking. It consists of six elements that interplay with one another. Five of them are called the attributes of warriorship: control, discipline, forbearance, timing, and will. They pertain to the world of the warrior who is fighting to lose self-importance. The sixth element, which is perhaps the most important of all, pertains to the outside world and is called the petty tyrant. He looked at me as if silently asking me whether or not I had understood.
I'm really mystified, I said. You keep on saying that La Gorda is the petty tyrant of my life. Just what is a petty tyrant?
A petty tyrant is a tormentor, he replied. Someone who either holds the power of life and death over warriors or simply annoys them to distraction.
Don Juan had a beaming smile as he spoke to me. He said that the new seers developed their own classification of petty tyrants. Although the concept is one of their most serious and important findings, the new seers had a sense of humor about it. He assured me that there was a tinge of malicious humor in every one of their classifications because humor was the only means of counteracting the compulsion of human awareness to take inventories and to make cumbersome classifications. The new seers, in accordance with their practice, saw fit to head their classification with the primal source of energy, the one and only ruler in the universe, and they called it simply the tyrant. The rest of the despots and authoritarians were found to be, naturally, infinitely below the category of tyrant. Compared to the source of everything, the most fearsome, tyrannical men are buffoons. Consequently, they were classified as petty tyrants. Pinches tiranos. He said that there were two subclasses of minor petty tyrants. The first subclass consisted of the petty tyrants who persecute and inflict misery, but without actually causing anybody's death. They were called little petty tyrants, pinches tiranitos. The second consisted of the petty tyrants who are only exasperating and bothersome to no end. They were called small fry petty tyrants, repinches tiranitos, or teensy-weensy petty tyrants, pinches tiranitos chiquititos. I thought his classifications were ludicrous. I was sure that he was improvising the Spanish terms. I asked him if that was so.
Not at all, he replied with an amused expression. The new seers were great ones for classifications. Genaro is doubtless one of the greatest. If you'd observe him carefully, you'd realize exactly how the new seers feel about their classifications.
He laughed uproariously at my confusion when I asked him if he was pulling my leg.
I wouldn't dream of doing that, he said, smiling. Genaro may do that, but not I, especially when I know how you feel about classifications. It's just that the new seers were terribly irreverent.
He added that the little petty tyrants are further divided into four categories. One that torments with brutality and violence, another that does it by creating unbearable apprehension through deviousness, another which oppresses with sadness, and the last which torments by making warriors rage.
La Gorda is in a class of her own, he added. She is an acting, small fry, petty tyrant. She annoys you to pieces and makes you rage. She even slaps you. With all that, she is teaching you detachment.
That's not possible, I protested.
You haven't yet put together all the ingredients of the new seer strategy, he said. Once you do that, you'll know how efficient and clever is the device of using a petty tyrant. I would certainly say that the strategy not only gets rid of self-importance, it also prepares warriors for the final realization that impeccability is the only thing that counts in the path of knowledge.
He said that what the new seers had in mind was a deadly maneuver in which the petty tyrant is like a mountain peak, and the attributes of warriorship are like climbers who meet at the summit.
Usually only four attributes are played, he went on. The fifth, will, is always saved for an ultimate confrontation when warriors are facing the firing squad, so to speak.
Why is it done that way?
Because will belongs to another